Hi, this is going to be a very different type of presentation because it's a case study about someone who took me up on my opportunity to do a case study for them. And this is about the body. This whole presentation is part of the body series, how to use the body in order to be able to understand whatever emotions or limitations are going on within somebody's current health and well-being. It is based on a map that looks something like this. This is an old RAID map, and I will do a separate recording about the map, and you can have the map. This map goes back at least 20 years. There are some parts I would probably change, but it has the irises as a map. It also has the whole body and the face and the hands as a map. Everything is a map within a map within a map. The iris has the whole body. The hands have the whole body. The feet have the whole body. The whole face has a numbering system. So I use this very specific numbering system to help to locate something. So very briefly, I'll record this more deeply later. You can see the blue and the red sides. The red side is primarily the right side of the body, but it's also the father's side of the family. The blue side is from the mother's side, and it has a numbering system. This numbering system has to do with the family pattern and the birth order connections and the grandparents and so on. So you can see that the right side of the body in general is masculine. So if somebody has, in this picture that's coming up, a difficulty in the right hand of the individual, then I know I'm dealing with something that has to do in this numbered location. Then if they have something on a particular finger, I go to and apply the map for the hand and the finger, and you'll find that every joint has the map. So the hand has the whole map. Every joint has the whole map. Yada, yada. That's how it works. I'll share it with you much more thoroughly because it's very useful to know what's going on in your body. And we did one about the skin. And I invited people to send me pictures, and some of you are. So I've chosen one to be able to share with you what I do. Now, this is a basic case study on somebody that I don't really know as a person. I've met them in 2012, but I, you know, don't remember all of their attributes. It's a man who's age 45, and he has this condition occurring. My understanding is this is his index finger on his right hand. This is the index finger. This was photographed, and a few days later, my understanding is, this condition arrived on the very top knuckle of his index finger on his right hand. You can see by this, there's a difference between the before and the after in a matter of days. So this condition in this location is highly specific. Every location in the body, right down to every gland, organ, body system, joint, every single tiny cell in the body is numbered. So there has to be a specific type of topography in order for him to get to this location in his physical body. There require certain symptoms to already have existed prior to this. So what I mean by that is there needs to be most likely an epigenetic predisposition organization. Epigenetic just means above the DNA. This is about the crystallization of memory coming from some part of the family tree. All that means is something in a sequence in his family probably existed on this is going to be father's side of the family being portrayed, but it's also going to be on the mother's side of the family. Because relationships are all symmetrically opposite. If something occurs on the father's side, index, there's got to be something on the mother's side in the mirrored position. I'll explain more of that when I go over the body map, but this is why I'm using this sequence to arrive at this location. Now, I don't know his other physiological history. I'm just telling you what I see in this condition. Now, this is, should be very clear with anyone. I'm not a doctor. I don't know the medical manifestations of what medical science would say about what this is. Did you hurt it? No. Is it a spider bite or a splinter? No. Is it some kind of injury? No. No known injury. It just occurred. So how would something just occur? Well, for me, it's also a part of the timing. What the month is. What month are you in when this happens? Well, it happened to be the four-girl month. Now, what that is, a language that you can learn later, but four-girl is mother's mother's mother. So this occurred on the four-girl month, but where is it in the body? It's on the right hand. Now, if we go back to that chart for a moment, I'm going to show you how I arrive at that. The right hand is right side of the body, masculine, right? On the masculine side, there are three primary masculine impulses: fire in the belly, fire in the heart, fire in the head. We all have it. The fire of mobilization in blood, anger, passion, purpose, whole bunch of positive things in the belly brain. It's connected to the four. Go through the numbers, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, all the way through the torso up to the top. We're always going 1 through 6. So in this situation, this is, if it's on the father's side and it goes down, it's father's mother. This situation, if it goes up, it's father's father. So then we have to look at where it comes from. How does it move? How does it get there? And I'll teach you the chart at another time more thoroughly so you can apply it to yourself and we can go through inch by inch your whole body as it relates to the iris. And it's useful to know what you're doing. Whatever symptoms you're having, whatever pain, whatever frustration, whatever birthmark, whatever curvature, shape, irritation, skin blemish of any kind, is related to an unresolved feeling somewhere in the family tree. Now, in this situation, it's called the right hand. Just so you know, it's father's side, father goes up, father's, father's, father. Later on, I'll give you more details about how I got there. Just accept for now that it has to do with the languaging of father's, father's, father. Let me just grab you a little bit of another map maybe to show you where that is. This is the family tree. This is father's side. It's father's, father's, father. Father's, father's, father is right hand. But inside the right hand, it's at the very top. Now, the top of anything is 6. In here, everything down here is below the heart. 6 goes up to the top. 6. So when you have a condition like he does in this part of his body, this is very much, for all of you, by the way, just to help you out with this, all of your fingers are 6 at the top joint. All of the top joints are 6. Do you understand why it's 6? The hand is here. This is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6. This is the 6. So when he has something in his top knuckle, he's having an issue in the 6. Now, what's 6? Well, 6 is having to do with the highest capacity of the body, by the way, is the head. The head is a 6. The 6 has to do with what are you transmitting? What are you transmitting to other people? And how are you feeling about specifically the highest transmitter there is? Well, the highest transmitter there is have to do with a divine or religious orientation. If you have a bulge in your upper knuckle on any one of your fingers, you have an angry relationship to some form of authority. So in this situation, whenever you have this form of pattern here, and it comes to the surface of the skin, anytime something comes to the surface of the skin, it's a six with a six, because it's the finger that now is, these two fingers, by the way, are masculine. The index finger and the middle finger, these are masculine. The other two, by the way, you can see the natural tendency to curve them. The other two fingers are feminine. The first two are masculine, the other two are feminine. We'll talk about that more at another time. His primary issue is on his index finger, which is really where you actually want to point your energy, and you have a tendency to direct people or direct energy. We don't go around directing people with our little finger. Maybe some of you do. I don't know. I don't mean to tease you about it. But most people, when they want to tell other people what to do, they use their pointed finger. So if you're pointing your finger at someone, you're doing an expansion. That means you're directing energy out at a very strong degree. Now, that doesn't mean that you're running around doing it, because a six boy thing is, what is my attitude about government? What's my attitude about bureaucracy? What's my attitude about control or policemen or military or banking systems? Those bureaucracies that we have a tendency not to like. This finger basically is the position which has a tendency to be angry most at the highest. Religion, God, why do you let this happen? How come this is? It just means in the family, there was already set up before him the epigenetic tendency in the entire family in multiple locations, some kind of attitude toward, I hate those people who were in that race or in that religion, those people who, the rich, the this, the that, the mighty, the... You have to be really careful about what you get angry at. And by the way, all of us are angry in this location. When it accumulates over several generations, you get a condition like this. Now, you and I all have some degree of anger toward God or religion or bureaucracies, but if you have an epigenetic sensitivity and you engage in normal behavior that people have about attitudes toward those organizations or religious phenomena, you trigger something. This triggered something. Now, the technical part of it is, it's in the right hand, which, by the way, is a four. The right hand is the arterial function of relationship energy. Right hand, four boy. The four boy, by the way, is father's father's father. Hang in there. Four has to do with the heart. Two sides of the heart, the arterial function of the heart, gladness, joy, celebration, loving somebody, some situation, leading to compassion for all living things, and a whole bunch of other things, friendship, multiplier. That's the four boy side. The four girl side is change, metamorphosis, receiving, sending, receiving, sending, thump, 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 thump. This one happens to be a strong desire to want to express one's heart. But now the expression of that heart is epigenetically saying that your heart is in some way enraged toward the principles of religion, bureaucracy, government, and it's quite angry. If it comes to this point, it means there's blood on the surface of the skin. Blood is anger. Anytime you have anything that's bleeding, it's anger. If it's on the skin, then it's anger about religion. Now, the religion can be located in all these different locations. So there are many different forms of skin conditions, like a psoriasis or Apache skin or so on and so on. that is basically an emotional issue about. Now, my concern is always take care of the physical first. What I mean by that is go get multiple forms of advice about what to do with your physical. Now, I'm not going to give somebody a lecture about God because you're doing that. I'm going to say first, go to a qualified physician, go to a qualified naturopath, Ayurvedic. It doesn't matter, Chinese medicine, Tibetan medicine, herbalist, shaman. Go to several of them to get a different opinion about what to do with your physical body. The physical body needs polarity intervention. By that, I mean the physical body is always a combination of polarity patterns. Acid, alkaline, sweet, sour. It's always opposite polarity patterns because male, female is a polarity pattern. So the physical body is about polarities. Now, the miracle is, if we had the wisdom and the knowledge of this, there's probably three or more molecules in the plant kingdom alone that if you were to take the right molecules for this location, it would probably physically resolve the issue in hours or days. If you add the right molecule to either topically in the position or you add the right molecule that you consume, it will automatically take the polarity and shift it. The biochemical world is a polarity-based phenomena. It's always opposite. So there are things you need to look at about your diet, things that might help you cool this down. Why do I say cooling this down? This is hot. Two boy, four boy, six boy is hot. It's fire. This is fire in the brain. Why do I say this is fire in the brain when it's in the hand? Yes, it's fire in the heart. So you'd have to look at blood pressure. You'd have to look at things that are driving the fire of the heart. So how do you understand that this is fire in the brain? Because this is the very top of the finger, corresponds to the very top of the head. So my physical concern would be this condition now or in the future. He might be able to sedate this one, resolve some of this, but sooner or later, this condition is going to find its way to the top because patterns have a way to move up. Particularly painful, difficult patterns, they come up and they're small problems and they get bigger as they go up. So that's my concern, is that this is a physical long-term threat that needs to be dealt with immediately on a physical level. So find a way to cool this down. If that means you need a drug, if that means you need an herb or an ointment, or you need an acupuncture treatment. Now, I'm recommending all those, by the way. I would throw a whole bunch of different things at this. There are a couple of things of oils. I'll give you some recommendations based on my very limited experience in it. There's a couple oils that I would recommend. One is there's an oil that's called argan, A-R-G-A-N oil. It's just an oil. It's a topical oil that you put on. So see if you can find argan oil to put on it on the outside. There's another one that I like a lot that's called, it's a tincture, it's a biochemical infusion that you would use the herb called rue, R-H-R-U-R-U-E, excuse me, R-U-E is how it's spelled on this little bottle if you can see it. And you basically take three or four drops, five or six drops in the morning or the evening, add whatever you can to change things biochemically. Now, there are other vibrations that you can come in with. There's several others that you might consider. Rhodiola is also a plant. You can use it as a tincture. Shepherd's purse is a plant. You could use it as a tincture. These are known to be heart cooling functions. We're trying to cool this down. What would cool this down biochemically? Maybe coconut water. I like coconut water for six. Coconut water, if you think about coconut, is a very high fruit and it's white. So if you're in this situation, what I would do, if I were you, I would do a coconut water fast, just drinking coconut water for 3 to 7 days. Cool this down. And then the next level up from the biochemical level is the vibrational level. The vibrational level is completely different because like cures like. Down below, opposites cure. Vibrational medicines, you can use flower essences, homeopathy. I'm not an expert at flower essences or homeopathy, but go find somebody who's good at it. You might find also an acupuncturist, because an acupuncturist is one who mediates between the physical body and the etheric or vibrational body. So I would go find a good acupuncturist to help you cool this down. First thing is preserve the health and the physical body, and then giving the lecture about God later. Get the general idea? So that cool the body down. Now you happen to be in the cooling month. You're already in the second month of autumn. And right in the middle or the first week or thereabouts of the second month of autumn, you arrive with this condition. So if a condition arrives during the second month of autumn, it tells you something about the timing. The timing of a condition, if you can locate when it began, and yours came on very fast, not slow. So, for example, if something came on suddenly, like an accident, a broken bone, a stroke, or a heart attack, the month it arrived in tells you a great deal about the origin of the original epigenetic problem. Use the month. Now that's true for everything. If you stub your toe, what month is it? If you have a hangnail, what month is it? If you have an itching problem like I've had recently, what month is it? Why? Because the month will give you a clue about what the unresolved issue is. So if you have an issue like this during the four girl month, remember, the four girl month was the feminine half of the heart. That probably means you've got an issue around your heart on the four girl side. What does four girl mean? Open, allow, receive, judge not. The ocean that refuses no river. Could you imagine an ocean taking a big river? In your case, this is a pretty big river. And the ocean's going, you get your ass back up there. Go back to the mountain. You're not coming in this place. That's a problem. Open, allow, receive, judge not. Receive. I would suggest that you do something like this. This just happens to be the protocol. Put your attention right there and make three circles, one, two, three, back to your heart. Small circle, no bigger than the size of a basketball at most, maybe a softball, but orient the energy back to your heart. Stop making it about other people. If you're doing this with your right finger too much and you're really frustrated about the government processes above and around you, you're angry at the ceiling above you. you can keep throwing rocks at the ceiling and you're going to get one in the head or in the finger. So I'm suggesting open, allow, receive. Ask for divine guidance. If you're doing this with your finger, it means you're not doing this with your heart. Open, allow, receive. Stay there. Whatever you can think of, if you have your own acupuncture needle, which I've done this, by the way, you might put the acupuncture needle, not very deep. I put mine almost too deep. You go right there. And you put that acupuncture needle right there, or you draw a little tattoo on your heart. Where do you want to point it? Well, you kind of want to point it right about here. You see this spot right? This is the heart, right? This is the chambers of the heart that make the heart beat. I would suggest you put it right there. No, not the needle right there, your attention. Stay there. Stay there. Stay there. Feel. Self. Stay there. Others, all. You're in the second month of autumn. Use the natural forces of cooling. Yours is kind of like this. This is the surface of the sun, and this is a drop of water. You're surrounded by some form of antagonistic relationship with the naturally existing yang world. Go inside that drop. I mean, there's lots of ways you could look at this drop. Let me just pull up another one. I mean, basically, you know, can you do something that might look a little bit like this? Can you do this one? Can you practice that in the middle of your heart with the presence of silence all around? If you have redness on the top of these knuckles, then you're projecting your energy with force toward other people. I'm suggesting just put it inside you. Coming inside you, keep it. Look at something like this. Take it all the way back here. This is the map of the universe, right? You're trying to expand in the universe. And I'm going, look, for your physical well-being, come back to this point and stay there for a while. Silent, quiet, cool, stillness. I mean, emotionally, it might look a little bit more like, if you want to consider it, it might look something like this. The lake that has no ripple. Primary emotional experience, peace. Heart, receive. Judge nothing. Asking for divine help to help open your heart, bring you peace. Sounds easy. It's not. So in this situation, here you are. This is the physical result of the accumulation from your family and from mass consciousness to produce this condition in you. It's your job to master what's inside your own body, regardless of how it got there. You can't blame anybody for this. It's yours. However you're doing it now, it really depends on you. I'm suggesting that you stay inside, cool it down, change your biochemical world, use vibrational medicines, and use the experience of asking the divine to show you it doesn't require whether you believe it or not, only that you're willing to experiment with the arrival of divine help. Then take care of your body. Because if you don't take care of this, it's going to come back. Years later, decades later, you don't want it to go down to your children, your grandchildren, and transmit it back to society. Now, this is the basic way I approach a physical condition in one location of the body. We all have them. Don't feel bad about it. This is just one of the ways of going into the process of changing it. Good luck to you. Thank you for being bold enough to send me these pictures. Thank you for your permission to show them. And I promised I wouldn't use your name in this process, and I didn't. It's just a matter of being able to show this is very helpful because it's an actual living person having a current condition. I really am thankful and grateful that you decided to do it. There's others out there that have conditions that they're not quite yet willing to let me see, but some of them will come out of it. And oh, by the way, apply some of these things. And then let us know a week, a month later, how are you doing with this? How is it affecting you? The RAID work rings bells. I'm not always right, and the information's not always accurate. But if it's not accurate and it's not inside you, it doesn't ring any bell. But if there is a pattern inside you or your family tree unknown to you, and we ring the bell, you did say you used to snap your fingers or however that worked, and you think that that was the problem. Now, you're bringing pressure to the top of your six to create a challenge, but the challenge was already inside you. Yes, stop the physical, change the pattern. So check back in a month or so. We'd like to hear from you again. Thanks for coming by.